Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eight people were found dead Tuesday following a bloody shooting spree that may have targeted Asian massage parlors in the Atlanta, Georgia area. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long was arrested about 4 hours after the first shooting. Authorities say he is a suspect in the shootings that occurred at three different locations. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said it's too early to determine if it was a hate crime. As the recall, Gavin Newsom prepares to present 2 million signatures to remove the Democrat California governor. Mr. Newsom says they're ready to fight.
We will fight it. We'll defeat it. So we're ready to go.
Newsom on CNN says this is a recall by radicals and white supremacists.
That are avid Proud Boy members. They're part of the three percenters, the right-wing militia group. They are supporters of QAnon conspiracy theorists, white supremacist group.
When Newsom was asked if he believed the 2 million signatures were from radicals and white supremacists, Newsom did not answer the question. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The massive amount of people trying to illegally get into the United States from the southwest border are from all over the world. Tim Berg reports.
The Biden administration will use a detention center in Dallas, Texas, to house 3,000 illegal migrant children between the ages of 15 and 17. By the end of the year, it's estimated that 117,000 solo minors will enter the United States. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, and 12 of his Republican colleagues went down to the border on Monday. McCarthy said, saying that one of the things they're seeing is it's not just people coming from Central American countries, it's people coming in to the United States from all over the world.
Yeah, they're from Central America. But you know who else? Iran, Yemen, Sri Lanka. When I walked through the facility, there was more Haitians than any other nationality I saw. And why were they coming now? You ask the border agents, they were shocked themselves because they're being released into the country.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A government agency is reporting Russia and Iran tried to get into your head and influence how you would vote. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the results of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says that he's not surprised Iran was working against former President Trump. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that Iran would try to defeat the candidate that put so much pressure on them.
During the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
Hassan Rouhani is the president of Iran since the summer of 2013. An amateur treasure hunter, Kathy Giles, has uncovered a hoard of Viking artifacts that is believed to have been buried on the Isle of Man more than 1,000 years ago. The collection includes a large silver brooch and a very rare solid gold armband. The Isle of Man is between the United Kingdom and Ireland in the Irish Sea. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And I've got a special blessing for you and also for our next guest, Dr. Jim Dennison, who joins us, co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Jim, I want to play this song for you because I just so appreciate you. And I just, this is something, you know, God had placed on my heart that I should share this with you. And it's from Gene Watson's CD, Sacred Arias. And she does this rendition of St. Patrick's Breastplate that is just absolutely so precious. And I just want to play a real quick refrain. Listen.
Christ be with me and within me. Christ behind me and before. Christ to fight for me and win me. Christ to come. And restore Christ beneath me and above me, Christ in quiet and in danger, Christ in hearts of those who love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger.
You know, the idea that Christ is above us, below us, to our right, to our left, all around us, it overwhelms me, Jim. Just overwhelms
well, Bill. Thank you for playing that for us and giving us a chance to feel that truth, not just to know it in our minds, but to feel it in our hearts and souls. In days like today, don't we especially need to know that that is true?
Amen. Amen. Well, it is a contemplative prayer that St. Patrick had prayed, inspired, of course, from Ephesians 6 and the full armor of God. Yeah. And he takes it to a whole nother level. I mean, when you read things like this that came from St. Patrick, you realize the depth of this man and his pursuit of the revelation of God and really knowing God.
Absolutely true. And the humility that comes out of all of that. One of the things that so impresses me, Bill, if I had founded 200 churches and led 100,000 people to faith in Christ, I think I probably would have struggled a little bit with maybe some humility on the other side of that. And yet here's St. Patrick in his confession, one of the most significant autobiographical works, really along with Augustine's confession as well, making clear that it's all from God. He said, I'm greatly a debtor to God who has bestowed his grace so largely upon me that multitudes were born again to God through me. He said, do you judge and let it be most firmly believed it was the gift of God. And this is my confession before I die.
Yeah, and his gift to us on this St. Patrick's Day. More than green beer, more than all the other, celebrations that go with the culture, there's so much more. And thank you for letting me play this and to bless you and to bless our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because, here we are at a significant time as we prepare, and we'll talk about this next week, as we prepare for Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. In the Lenten season, is there a better person to guide us than St. Patrick? And the degree to which he was so completely surrendered every dimension of his life to God. This remarkable story, being enslaved in Ireland, getting back to England, God calling back to Ireland as a missionary, 7 years in Bible study before he goes, 12 attempts on his life. This was not a man that separated Sunday and Monday in spiritual and secular like our culture does. This was a man who lived every minute of every day submitted to the one who died for him, who rose from the dead for him, lived his life in gratitude for grace. What a great example for us during the Lenten season in preparation to celebrate our risen Lord.
You know, Jim, and you touch on something that is so profound here, just like Jesus. I mean, Peter tells Jesus when he says, I'm going to the cross. And he says, no, you can't do that. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. And there are stories to this day of martyrs that surrender their lives and go into areas that, people and circumstances would say, this is not the prudent thing to do. But when you are being directed by God, it's not about being prudent. It's about being obedient. And that is something that lies in the heart of that individual who is making that decision to honor God, isn't it?
Absolutely. We need the leadership of God to do that. We don't want to be presumptuous, of course,
exactly.
As you know. Yeah, of course. Yeah, go to danger just for the sake of that. We all know that. But if God's leading you into a dangerous place, the thing to know is where he's leading, he will follow. He will lead. He will guide. He will bless. Years ago, Baker James Coffin was a professor of missions at Southwestern Seminary, where I used to teach, and also pastor one of the biggest churches in Fort Worth. God called him and his family to China as missionaries at the start of World War II.
Wow.
People told him it was foolishness.
Yeah.
They said that his boat would be sunk before he ever got there. His answer was, the safest place in all the world to be is the center of the will of God.
Amen. Amen. And you think about it during that period of time, because I happen to know a pastor that I served under in Southern California. He and his wife were one of the few that answered the call, to go to China. So, and it was absolutely incredible, the miracles and what this did for their faith and their testimony, because you could hear, after all that experience, and as you say, once you've lived in the center of God's will, wow, there's nothing better than that, is there?
There's a joy there. There's an abundance there. It's not a promise, as we all know, of health and wealth. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Of Jesus' followers, 10 were martyred. One was exiled to Patmos. And then, of course, we think of Judas. So we understand that following Jesus isn't a promise of worldly prosperity. That may be the case, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, but that may not be the case. The point is that your life will be significant on earth and rewarded forever in heaven.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest privilege of all.
And Jim, here we are today with a restless culture, dealing with a pandemic, an upside down world. Isaiah said that you will have that time. And it says, woe on that time when good is called evil, evil is called good. And we're right smack dab in the middle of it. I mean, I just could not believe what I saw the other night during the Grammys. And I didn't watch the whole Grammy. I just watched, some of the highlights. But what I witnessed was absolutely disgusting. And I'm thinking, Jim, what is going on with our culture? If Jesus doesn't come back soon and very soon, heaven help us.
Exactly. So, in fact, I believe it was Billy Graham or maybe his wife Ruth that was quoted as saying, if God doesn't judge America, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology.
Exactly. No,
such truth and immorality being welcome, being celebrated.
Yes.
We're seeing things on stage now we would never have imagined being in primetime television. Available to the world. It really is tragic.
Yeah, and as the Bible says that we have failed to blush. We don't blush anymore. I mean, there's nothing embarrassing. I mean, think about that. And what kind of message are we sending, to our kids, the grandkids, the next generation? I mean, how bad is this going to get, Jim?
That's really the question, isn't it? Because the culture is broken and getting more broken at every moment. But on the other side of that, the privilege we have, as you know, as believers, is to be salt in that world, light in that world. The darker the room, the more obvious the light, the more attractive the light, the more powerful the light. when we speak love to those that hate, when we speak grace to those that that condemn, we're giving God an opportunity to show up in our lives. And
exactly.
The more difficult the challenge, the greater the opportunity.
And as you say, to love the unlovable, who are going to spite you, who are going to persecute you like they did to Jesus, right?
He said, that's right. In fact, if we do this, we prove that we're the sons of God. When we pray for our persecutors and we love those that hate us, we demonstrate the love of Jesus on the cross, the very point we're thinking about in this season.
Dr. Jim Dennison is with us, the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. And we're going to talk about CNN Don Lemon's comments here. So stay with us. We've got more from Jim after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. The Indian government has tightened restrictions on out-of-country contributions to non-governmental organizations. New laws in some states also restrict Christians from fully practicing their faith and witnessing to others. The government's goal may be to hinder Christianity, but the Tide Ministry is determined to continue in its mission. We will persist in airing evangelistic programs in places like India so that people can hear in their own language the truth about Jesus. Our listeners compel us to persevere as they respond to being touched by the love of Jesus Christ through the Tide Ministry. One listener recently wrote, "When I listened to your program, I was blessed. My family members also listened to the program, and we are interested in learning more about Jesus Christ." To learn more about the Tide Outreach in India and how you can help spiritually hungry people hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking with Dr. Jim Dennison. Jim, I got to tell you, I have been spending the last couple of nights quite restive after reading about Don Lemon's response to the Vatican's announcement that the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex marriages by claiming that they should reexamine themselves and their teachings because that is not what God is about. This is what CNN Don Lemon said. God is not about hindering people or even judging people. And I got to tell you that it instantly rose not good feelings in my heart about this. Not that God needs to be defended, by no means. But I thought, you know, he just doesn't know what he's talking about. And what's so reckless is that he puts it out there, and there's other people that think that he has credibility, and that is meaningful when it's, to say this nicely, it's about one of the most idiotic things I've heard.
It's so frustrating, isn't it, to see somebody with that level of visibility making these kinds of statements. Really, two points can be made, I think, quickly. First of all, he represents this postmodern idea. Truth's what I say it is.
Yes.
Life is what I believe it to be. And so I can say to the Pope, I can say to the Vatican, you're wrong about God. It's like the guy who years ago, Bill, told me, I don't believe in hell, as though that settled the issue. If I don't believe in hell, it doesn't exist.
Right.
If I don't believe in Canada, does that mean Canada doesn't exist? If I don't believe in the Queen of England, does that mean the Queen of England doesn't exist? But that's the thinking of our day that Don Lemon represents to our culture.
So dangerous to himself. I mean, this is self-inflicted, but the fact that it has ramifications and other people would be influenced by this. It just kind of, I don't know, it took me back when I went into the Marine Corps. And we were on the bus heading to MCRD in San Diego, and the guys were goofing around. They were thinking they were all cute and everything. And the two guys that were escorting us, the Marines escorting us in front of the bus, just kept looking at us and smiling. And I kept thinking, uh-oh, what are we in for?
Well, they know, I don't know.
Exactly. And we found out very quickly, as soon as we hit the tarmac there, and the drill instructor came flying, you know, through the bus, yelling and screaming to make sure that everybody's feet were in the proper footprints there on the tarmac. And so welcome to boot camp. MCRD, United States Marine Corps. And, but I think that, sadly, because we're talking serious business here and we're talking about God and the misrepresentation of God, that does not settle well. I mean, we read time and again in the Old Testament when people thought that they could misrepresent God, thought they knew God, didn't know God at all, and they learned the hard way.
It's how Satan deceives us. It's a wonderful way, if you're on Satan's side of this, to cause you to be spiritual but not religious, as the movement says, to believe that you believe in God, whatever God happens to be for you. Like C.S. Lewis says, it's all the benefits of religion with none of the downsides. No repentance, no confession, no accountability here. You can see how appealing that would be. It's basically Genesis 3, be your own God.
Exactly.
Doing good and evil. Claim religion where you want to claim religion. It's the deception of the day.
Until you find out the truth.
Exactly. Till the Marine Corps sergeant shows up on the bus and you find out where you really are and who you really are.
Exactly. And, you know, and I got to tell you, I was relieved on one hand on the Pope's stance on this, that he did hold, you know, to doctrine, that he didn't go, because sometimes he can, you know, veer a little bit on us. But he held the line there. And I was pleased to see that.
I was, too. That's consistent with historic teaching, and I was really grateful to have him be able to say, look, on the one side, I want to be a person of compassion. We all want to be people of compassion. God loves all people, LGBTQ, straight, whatever your story is, God loves all of us unconditionally. St. Augustine said God loves each of us as if there was only one of us. But on the other side, I'm not loving you, Bill, if I offer you falsehood.
Exactly.
If I'm a doctor and you're sick and I won't tell you you're sick. And so it's love actually to speak the truth. And that's what the church is doing in their pronouncement. That's what we need to do today as well.
Really. And it does take increased courage and boldness to do that and increased love. I mean, you know, people are calling for love. Just like you said, you know, what kind of love is that that allows you to go straight into a cement wall?
Irma Bombeck told her kids when they were growing up, I love you enough to let you hate me.
Yes.
There's the love God has for us and the love he calls us to have for the culture. Not because we're better. We're beggars helping beggars find bread. but because we want to offer the grace that we have received in the same spirit of grace in which it was given to us.
Well, interesting story about, you know, the magicians, Penn and Teller. And I was hearing about this anecdotal story that there was a man of God who went to a Penn and Teller Broadway show and was drawn to, well, it would have been Penn, because he's the one that talks. and approach him. And he struck a little bit of a relationship with him in a very short period of time. And he says, well, I'm a man of God. I just feel like I need to share the gospel with you. And Penn told him, said, well, you know, I'm a devout atheist. I just don't believe in God. But, you know, he appreciated the man was respectful. And afterwards he said, you know, what kind of person is it that believes in God that is so fearful not to say anything about God? Why would he allow why would anybody allow someone like me to go to hell if they believe differently?
That's the point, isn't it? I remember reading about a communist leader back at the middle of the 20th century who said to Christians, if I believe what you believe, I would crawl on glass to give this message to the world. The fact that you don't means you don't believe what you tell me you believe.
Exactly.
It's a convicting story. It's a convicting word for us.
Well, and especially, I mean, here we are in this this wonderful season of time in anticipation of Easter Sunday and all that our faith hangs on, Jim Dennison. You know, the redemption, the gospel, the good news of Jesus coming here to bring us back home to the Father. And it all comes to this dramatic climax on Easter Sunday. And I like what my old friend Tony Campolo, and we always feature that that sermon that he talks about, you know, that it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And I think that for a lot of people in America today, it feels like Friday, that we've got so much woe against us. You know, our government is in shambles and, you know, the abuse that is going on, the border, you know, mess and chaos that's happening, sex trafficking, you know, drug running, all this stuff and madness that's going on. And just like you said earlier, is that if God does not judge America, then he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. All this is heavy stuff that is on people of faith right now. But God's big enough. God's big enough to handle this, right?
I had a professor in college who said he could summarize the book of Revelation in two words. We win.
Yes.
We've seen the end of the book, as Billy Graham said. I read the last page. It all turns out okay.
Right.
So we know at the end of the day who's on the throne. Let's just make sure he's on our throne.
Yeah. And here's the time for us to sync up with God and his purpose and his will. It's his will be done. And this is the opportunity for us. And that's my prayer, Jim Dennison, is that we would be aligned perfectly and synced up with God's order of things right now for this time, with all this craziness that's going on. And I find myself when I am, and when I have a sense that I'm connected in that way, that God's peace that surpasses all understanding is so evident. And it's kind of like that feeling, that sense that you have, you know, when David said, God, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it's like when it's there, and I just cannot bear to lose it. And I feel in a different context the same way, is that when you feel God's peace, is that you just want to hold on to it with all that you've got.
And you want to share it with the world, because
Amen.
That's the great peace that passes understanding the world needs, and Jesus offers all of us because of Easter.
Amen. What a great time, a special time. And I just pray that for everybody that you would take the time, whether it's appreciating, the breastplate of St. Patrick, the full armor of God. God is real, and he still is on the throne. As you say, Jim Dennison, he's large and in charge. And we can stand, and we can stand on that solid rock, because we know that he's worthy of our trust, isn't he?
Absolutely, is. He will never fail us. He never forgets a promise. He never forgets his followers. He is on our side. The point is, are we on his side?
Amen.
That's the question every day.
Dr. Jim Dennison, where do they go to be in the flow of the know? DennisonForum.org.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eight people were found dead Tuesday following a bloody shooting spree that may have targeted Asian massage parlors in the Atlanta, Georgia area. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long was arrested about 4 hours after the first shooting. Authorities say he is a suspect in the shootings that occurred at three different locations. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said it's too early to determine if it was a hate crime. As the recall, Gavin Newsom prepares to present 2 million signatures to remove the Democrat California governor. Mr. Newsom says they're ready to fight.
We will fight it. We'll defeat it. So we're ready to go.
Newsom on CNN says this is a recall by radicals and white supremacists.
That are avid Proud Boy members. They're part of the three percenters, the right-wing militia group. They are supporters of QAnon conspiracy theorists, white supremacist group.
When Newsom was asked if he believed the 2 million signatures were from radicals and white supremacists, Newsom did not answer the question. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
I'll tell you, your opinion counts, but you got to fight for it. You got to fight for what you believe, and more than ever, because our government is encroaching on our freedoms. I mean, at every turn, and all in the name of COVID, right? Americans deserve the freedom to choose a life without surveillance and the government regulation that would make that possible. John Whitehead joins us now. John is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. John, you've been writing about this for a long time, and the battle is amongst us. It can no longer be denied.
Oh, no doubt. The government, in my opinion, is in the last stages of a total takeover of our lives. Because everything is going digital now, even our bodies, by the way. There'll be everything we're doing, everything we're, you know, watching, every text we're doing. I mean, I got a comment here this week. People should go to our website, Rutherford.org, and read it. It's called Digital Trails.
Right.
And then they have government investigators spanning out and going into people's homes and stuff like that. And it's very similar, and I'll say it again. I've written about it in my books to Nazi Germany. And one of the major sources of information is private citizens who are now, you know, if you're, let's say you were for Trump or you were for Biden, and people are, and they think you're, they call you a Trumper or Biden or whatever they call you, and then they watch you. They're out to get you, and they're doing it, by the way. Yes. They're turning people in for anything, and with this Capitol riot now, we're seeing it. The FBI is just showing up with people's doors and stuff. One man on that day was actually out just taking a walk with his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
He got stranded by the crowds. He's had government agents show up at his door now, investigating him.
Wow.
Taking a walk?
Wow.
No. Because he could be, you know, in all the apps. So they traced, I mean, it's amazing. As I was looking into what the government's tracing, but the amount of information is staggering. On that day, they took 15,000 hours of surveillance and body-worn camera footage. They were ready, by the way. They were ready to do all this.
Right.
1,600 electronic devices were set into motion. 270,000 digital media tips. This is tips off of phone stuff they've got. 140,000 photos and videos and 100,000 location pings for the smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were within, let's say, 5 miles of the Capitol that day, you could be pulled in and they're showing up. And this is what happened, by the way, in the McCarthy. I keep telling people, go back and look at the McCarthy era. It was really dangerous in the early 1950s when FBI agents were going to people's homes because they were, you know, talking about freedom of speech and things. I had a good friend named Pete Seeger. I don't know if you remember. He was
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah, we were really good friends.
Oh, wow.
But he said it was amazing. He was just singing songs on the stage, just so-called protest songs.
Right, exactly.
FBI showed up. They pulled him into the Un-American Activities Committee.
Wow, wow.
And most of the people would go in and do a Fifth Amendment where they wouldn't say anything and we don't have to talk. Pete got the First Amendment, stood up and read it to him. And they looked at him like, what?
Yeah.
First Amendment allows you the freedom to speak.
Right,
freedom
exactly.
Act,
yeah, what a novel deal.
To congregate at a protest, you know.
Yes.
But what the government's doing now is everybody's suspicious and... they're into predictive policing now where they're trying to figure out how they can make sure they're going to get you before you get to the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all being done by artificial intelligence, which, by the way, is making tons of mistakes. And so we're in a really sad situation. If there's any hope, it's within the next couple of years. And I'm not sure because I'm seeing the big groups like Facebook and Google, they're working so closely with the government now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They've become the government.
Right. Well, as you say, this is Nazi Germany. I mean, this is a specific outcome that they are looking for and a specific behavior. And if you're outside of those behavior norms that they've determined, well, then, you know, you are you're going to be scrutinized.
You're going to be scrutinized, you know. And, people, you know, just your average American, I keep telling them, they've been doing this for a number of times. You know, the NSA is downloading 2 billion emails daily, about 500 million text messages of Americans. They collect about 534 million records of Americans' phone calls now. So they're listening on your phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, you don't have to be doing anything wrong. I mean, they work with local police, and local police are now going to media websites, you know, or what you're saying on Facebook. And if you say something they think may be, you know, like I say, hey, I'm going up to the store today and maybe be shopping for me a weapon. You know, maybe I'll have to get me a hunting rifle.
Right.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yes.
They're doing threat assessments on all homes now. And if you own a weapon or going to buy a weapon, you have a red threat assessment. And people will call me and say, why are the cops so agitated when they come to my door? Because they're getting these threat assessments on their electronic devices.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get to your door and they go, this guy's got a gun. We may have to fight him. You know, when
John, the other threat sensitivity right now is anything against Asians. Of course, we just had the shooting in Atlanta, and Joe Biden mentioned it in a speech the other night that the attack on Asians as a result of supposedly people's feelings and animus toward COVID-19, and that Asians are being targeted. What's this about? Because I've heard little about it. I didn't realize that this was such a focus, but this seems to be a increasing concern for the government right now.
Yeah, but it's again, it's not a concern. It's just a way for them to control.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't think the bureaucrats sitting around in front of their computers, and this is what in collecting all the information. They're not concerned about the average American, no.
Right.
They're just doing their job, and what is their job? it's like in Nazi Germany when they had the Nuremberg trials and they questioned some of the chief Nazi people, and they said, we were just doing our job. I mean, right. We had a job to do, and we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what was your job? Well, we had to round up certain people, and they went to concentration camps. But this idea of we're just doing our job, and that's what they're doing. They're just doing their job, and their job is to watch you. We live in a suspect society. Look at your selfies, your media posts, you know, and collect data on you. And part of it, too, by the way, is Google and Facebook and all those companies work with the NSA in building their intelligence cloud and keep maintaining it. And they have access to all this information about us, too.
Right.
It's a way to sell your products. You get pitched. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm surprised occasionally. Listen, I'm just walking around my home talking to my wife. I'll mention something about this or that product.
Uh-huh.
About an hour later, bingo. It's on my phone.
Wow.
I'm going... Wow. Oh, and your smart, you know, your so-called smart television sets now listen to everything you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the government can download that. And they are downloading it, by the way. They have amazing capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been developed by Google, who works with the Chinese government.
I was going to say, how much of what's happening, you know, in China, because obviously they can get away with a lot more in communist China, how much of that technology is being bled into our society very innocently?
China does their social credit scores, and now, by the way, they've added a new one to their analysis. It's an emotional score.
If
you have the wrong emotion, like I'm angry, you can get canceled. You can't even travel. Sometimes you can't go out of your home. And guess who helps them develop that? Google.
Right.
And see, they're doing the same thing here now. They just don't call it that. They're calling it, it's called threat assessments.
Mm-hmm.
On every home in America, they're doing them. And on people. Me and you, obviously, we have a high threat assessment.
Right.
You know, we're being watched. And if a guy's out walking with his daughter, and the FBI shows up and is harassing him and questioning if he's a criminal and stuff like that. You know, they don't even, and the Constitution is just flushed down the toilet.
Exactly. Well, that's the scary thing of all this, John, is that, you know, our Constitution is just going by the wayside. I mean, at every turn, I mean, we're losing more and more of our freedoms. You know, what are we going to do to hold on to what we got and to push back?
Stay alert.
Yeah, there it is. As you say, education precedes action. This is why we have John Whitehead here. You got it. We've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog a toilet?
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll say, if we ever needed that spirit to continue, it is now. We have got to push back, ladies and gentlemen. We deserve the freedom to choose a life without surveillance and the government regulation that would make that possible. It is not happening. The government wants to control every aspect of our daily lives. Big tech is making it all possible. And, of course, all the other worrisome things that our politicians are so concerned about, because what they're more interested in is themselves, not serving, but being served. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute continues with us. John, I want to get into this article that you wrote, Digital Trails, how the FBI is identifying, tracking, and rounding up we the people.
Yeah, you know, like I said, the what they're doing is, and this has been going on for a long time. It's just coming out now. So that's one thing. I mean, they have tons of everybody listening to this broadcast has a file. Right. If you have a cell phone or a laptop, a smart television or whatever, you are already part of the program. But selfies, your social media posts, your photos you put, if you do, you know, if you're doing a selfie, you're giving your facial recognition software. They're, you know, simply linking and sharing an article on Facebook, retweeting a Twitter, whatever, adds you into this where they're watching you. And also, right now, they started focusing on mole scars, tattoos, your logos, your symbols on your clothing, and backpacks to track you.
Right.
So that's part of your digital trail. And there's a website, you can go to it and look at it. It's called Main Core, but it's actually a database of at least 8 to 10 million people that are considered people that might be extremists who will be rounded up in times of distress. And these people are all people who have a digital trail that the government has maintains and watches. And they're doing this with license plate readers, which can take up to 1,800 images and pictures of license plates a minute. And why that's kind of weird is they're watching where you're going. They can track you now The police are driving along the road with these and tracking everybody. When you pass through and paying fares, you know, and going to state to state, they're photographing your license plate. If you went go to a political rally, let's say you go to hear Mr. Jack Weirdo or something, somebody they don't like, all right, that automatically pinpoints you, and that's part of your digital trail. And the digital trail can either make you an enemy of the state, a lackey of the state, or whatever they want. And basically what the big corporations want is control and money. And the government basically just wants control. They want a compliant population that will take all of their programs, not fight back. They don't want a protest, no. Protests are the worst thing that they fear. They don't want peaceful protests, by the way. That's, like I say, Martin Luther King was an expert at it. He did it very well. And like I say, his family believes the government shot him and killed him. He became very dangerous because he preached love, and that's one thing that's good. You got to watch your protests, folks. Don't preach violence. Preach love. Say, hey, I just want to change America, and I'm not going to hurt people. I'm not going to beat people up. I'm doing it here because I want to see America be great again.
Exactly. Right.
And that's the philosophy to have. You know, if you, all you got to do is say, I'm getting me a weapon or something, going to a protest, and man, they're going to just zero in on you.
Yeah.
And like I said, a guy walking his daughter became a target. It doesn't matter, you know, anymore. And it, like I said, this goes back to a long history. Former regimes have done this where they round up people, and there are camps, by the way. They're called FEMA camps. They were given billions of dollars to build them, and they're located around the country. I could see at a point in time, these are a couple of kind of weird theories people might back off of, but I will tell you. I've talked to former NSA agents who say the FEMA camps actually exist. They're waiting for, in case they have to round people up and put them in them.
Well, aren't some of those camps being used because of the border? And what's going on with the border? Some of those being shipped over to FEMA camps?
Yeah, I mean, being put in some of them are being put in FEMA camps, but that's not the primary reason for the FEMA camps.
No, no, I know that, but I'm just saying is that it happens to be convenient right now.
It's a great tool they've got, you know, and they've denied building them and stuff like that. But like I say, I did a research project. I had some lawyer friends of mine, and we got together and we called Department of Homeland Security and the Halliburton Corporation, which got millions of dollars to build them. We couldn't get them to answer whether they had built them. They refused to answer.
Of course.
They wouldn't say no because they thought, well, if we found out later, we'd sue them. But they wouldn't say no. They built them. And another thing we had to be careful of is with these modern vaccines, the Moderna vaccine, which claims to have a genetic coding device and stuff like that. I'm hearing some doctors come out now a few times, scientists saying they're going to be adding our bodies to the digital cloud.
Wow.
Which means that they can just clue in now and watch you moving just because you have certain things in your body that they can watch by. And we're definitely moving in that direction. There's no doubt about that. You may call it sci-fi, but with all that we're seeing with this COVID thing, which is a psychological reorienting people. And here's another thing I'm seeing, and this is what scares me a bit, is a lot of people are getting very, very nervous. They don't want to do, they're afraid to do here and do that. They're afraid to talk to people. They're angry at their neighbor who didn't wear a mask while driving his car or something like that. And they are, we're the American people are turning on one another. When you've got large groups of people that are ratting now on their friends and working with the police and the FBI, boy, have we moved into a
system. Oh, it's gotten nuts.
Not John, bound, no.
I'm on a plane from Florida to California a couple weeks ago, and this gal's, she's on the aisle, I'm on the aisle right across the way, and the gal on a window seat. And the gal in the window seat gets upset because the gal is eating something. Well, of course, you can't eat through the mask. You got to put the mask down in order to eat. And she was all twisted over the fact that the person was eating and lowering her mask in order to eat. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I said, you got to be kidding me. This is nuts.
Yeah, but we're being psychologically reoriented to a society where we mistrust each other as citizens, but we trust the government.
Oh, wow.
And what's our motto in this country? In God we trust.
Right, exactly.
And we don't. What all the founders said this. The people that wrote the Constitution said, "Don't trust the government."
Yeah,
we ought to mistrust all those in power. Who said that? James Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, his birthday was yesterday, by the way.
And listen. lesson, folks. If your kids are not learning the Bill of Rights in schools anymore, they're not reading the Declaration of Independence, there's a reason for that. Because the state-operated schools, by the way, do not want your kids becoming so-called rebels. And what's a rebel? Someone who disagrees with the government.
Exactly. Now, this is scary times that's being thrust upon us. But if we don't push back, if we're not going to hold to our constitutional republic, I mean, it's almost like every day, John, I just feel like we're losing grip of this constitutional republic.
The only hope is your local governments get educated. Education precedes action. Get down to your local governments and have some of these local governments to say, hey, we're not going to have our police reading social media posts just
right.
randomly. They should have probable cause before they do that. That's what the Fourth Amendment says.
Right.
And start teaching the Bill of Rights to the citizenry and to the kids. Teach your kids the Bill of Rights at home. You can do it. We have a Bill of Rights card. Go to our website and get it.
Yes.
Wake up, folks.
Well, wake up.
You're building your own prison walls, and that's what they want us to do. Mm-hmm. And we're definitely building our own prison walls right now.
Well, without a doubt, we've empowered them, and we saw what happened in the 2020 elections, if you think not. The takeover of our government by big tech, corporate America, the influence of the communist Chinese. I mean, they're not that far away from realizing, and I say they, the communist Chinese.
Well, I've got to say, Google is running the whole show now. They run everything on the internet, and they work with the Chinese government. And you've got to step back from that and say, you got to be kidding me. The President of the United States should say, cut those deals. This is America.
Right.
Let's keep it America. Land of the free.
Well, this is... You know, this is what's happening to our country. What are we going to turn over to the next generation, John?
We're not turning much over to them because they're all spending all day watching their cell phones. They become totally addicted. And that's another thing that's the so-called corporate state has pushed, is getting kids addicted to cell phones and stuff like that. You can't get a kid to look at you anymore, hardly.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
All that information, by the way, is from the government corporations.
Right.
Folks, wake up. You're not getting it from private corporations. And that, by the way, it creates a digital trail.
Mm-hmm. Well, John,
young people.
In this latest column, you say that more than 300 individuals from 40 states have already been charged and another 280 arrested in connection with the events of January the 6th. So we don't even know to what degree they've just been charged. And, I mean, they run the whole gamut. There's not necessarily... they're all, you know, bad players here, or, you know, to what degree of offense is involved here, right?
No, we don't know. They're going to continue, and they're sending a message is, shut up, stay home, we'll do what we want to do, and if you get really rebellious, we're going to come get you.
Right.
That's what they're saying to people. But here's the scarier thing is, they've got private citizens snitching on all these people. They've got, I mean, American citizens are working with the government and snitching them.
Big Brother is alive and well.
Alive and well.
Wow. Scary stuff here, John. I'm telling you. And look at it. It's, as you say, it's up to we the people. And, you know, if we don't fight back soon and now, I mean... we're just every day we're losing more and more ground, you know, to these controlling agents, John.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, but it's a slippery slope that's moving very fast. I'm trying to wake people up, but George Orwell has already rolled over in his grave and said, okay, it's here.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, John, how can they get activated and be involved with the Rutherford Institute?
Go to our webpage at rutherford.org and sign up to get my weekly columns and... educate yourself, folks. Education precedes action, and get active in your local government. That's your only hope right now.
John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotechs.trends when you text the word trend to 48542. we've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do the letters I...